2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show. It is the 15-minute morning show podcast. We're all here. The question is, will Brody's microphone work? Survey says.
Hello.
Hey. Yay!
Yay! Brody. All right. Okay. It works. There's Danielle and Froggy, and there's Gandhi and Skiri, hey. And Scotty B's opening. No, he's sealing a package.
Yes, I'm shipping out the very last pair of scrubs
Mike.
That we have.
His mic needs to be on.
He's on.
There we go.
I'm shipping out the very last pair of scrubs that we have.
Oh, that's it. Can't believe we're done. What are we going to give away for first callers of the day?
We've got plenty of stuff for the month of December, and then we're going to have to figure out what we're giving in 2022. I just said it, 2022.
Ooh. Also, Garrett's here, and of course, you just heard Straight Nate, and of course, Brody. By the way, you missed Brody's sign was falling on his head earlier. Did you get a concussion from that fall, Brody?
Huh? What? Huh?
Exactly.
You sound like Ms. Moskalopsis. Yeah.
Huh? What? Huh?
All right, my microphone is limp today. It's supposed to be up here like this, but when I let it go.
Let's get Lisa in there and fix that.
What?
Nothing.
It'll never go up again then.
How come we can't hear Brody? Brody's still low.
I'll repeat what he said. He said, why don't you get Lisa in there to fix that?
Yeah.
Because it would still be.
I thought he said my mic was working.
I thought it was. Anyway, who wants to start today? Brody, why don't you start today?
Well, yesterday after the show, I asked Skiri to hang around 2 minutes to help me test the microphone. And he said, I got to get out of here. I got to go. So if it's not working, it's because I couldn't test it.
Oh, Skiri's fault. Okay.
Is
that how you're leading our podcast today?
Always on a positive.
Better?
I finished decorating my house for the holidays as well last night.
Nice.
Can you tell us what you did?
Well, I it's hard for me, not being a Christmas person, to get inflatables that aren't too Christmassy. But I got a triple snowman, which there's three snowmen on top of each other, and one has a red hat, one has a green hat, one has a blue hat. And those are my three kids' favorite colors, so it looks like them.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, I got lucky with that. And then I got a Star Wars Mandalorian inflatable holding Baby Yoda, which I think I mentioned recently on the podcast. Yes.
That's quite a nativity scene.
Yes, that's right. The little Baby Yoda, Baby Jesus, it's close enough. Yes. And then I have lights all over the house, but I have to say, I paid for the lights to go up last year and then kept them all year round on the roof. So I wouldn't have to pay for them again. So I just turned them on this year.
No, you did
it's
not.
It's Christmas in July.
Yeah. Brody, that's lazy
as fuck.
You're
one of those people. Yeah.
Well, I don't go on the roof. I don't have a house that's easy to get up on the roof, and I'm not. I don't like heights.
So you just left the shit up there all year?
Yeah, you got that right.
And they still work.
$50 in my pocket.
And they all worked.
Yeah, they all were. There's a couple that are a little off, but I had the gutter guy when he cleaned the gutters fix them for $5. So.
Wow. Wow, you saved a lot of money this year, buddy. It's going to be a great season after all.
Happy
and he has clean gutters.
Holidays.
Wow.
Wow.
That's
exciting. I had the bulbs in my menorah all year, too. I didn't take those out either. How about that?
But you unscrewed them.
No, it was too much effort to unscrew them. I just left them screwed.
Okay.
So wait,
okay.
But then when you plug it in, doesn't it light up all of them at the same time?
Yeah, details. Shush.
Oh, Brody.
Sounds like a very festive holiday there.
It really does.
Lights everywhere.
Okay.
Hey, so I upload the podcast every day, right? And I get to see how many times I've done this X amount of times. As of today, anybody want to try to come close to guessing how many podcasts since the start of the 15-minute morning show we have done?
Wow, interesting question. I would have no idea.
1,000.
Yeah.
When did it start?
A little under.
Oh. Okay.
999.
Didn't we start this after we were doing the 10 o'clock hour? We had an extended show and we stopped doing it and we started doing this podcast, I think. Didn't we? Mm-hmm.
We've been doing this podcast before that.
Before the pandemic, yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Anybody else want to take one more guess before I give the answer?
927. No,
927.
928.
929.
956.
$1.
$1.
$1, yep.
As of today's show that's being posted and you're listening and watching right now, 870 episodes.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, let me do the math. Times 15. Hang on.
How many minutes?
No, well, but they weren't all 15.
It's a lot
though,
of people. Right.
It's an average. Some went.
Use a calculator.
I am.
He is.
Taking that long?
What is he doing?
Carry the four.
It's taking this much work with a calculator?
Now I forgot the number. What was it?
870.
870.
Times 15.
Hang on.
Mr. Cardboard Tube has just arrived. Hello, everyone.
Hey, Mr. Tube.
While we wait for that jackass to add up the numbers, I just want to say good morning. Happy holidays to you. Happy December to you.
Okay, it's a little.
I don't think anyone's ever seen Mr. Cardboard Tube.
No, that was a first.
Oh. Wow.
You didn't see that.
No.
Maybe Mr. Program Director will come by now.
Oh, okay. No.
That's 217 hours or a little over 9 days.
Wow.
Wow.
Nine full days of doing this.
Story of a girl?
I heard that yesterday.
Sorry.
Yeah. All right. Any other old white men music we want to talk about? Anyone? Let's cram the kids into the minivan and go see the 9 days concert.
Hey, I will never get tired of Bing Crosby.
Bette Midler.
Can I just say I will never get tired of Bing Crosby? I mean, the guy was old when he first sang the music, right? He was like in his 50s when he first sang White Christmas or something. I don't know. But that song, you still can't top that song. Like, I mean, I know that Justin Bieber has one and Mariah Carey has a song, but you can't beat those classics.
Mm.
What about that? Who
like
sings
the
Hickory Doo and Hickory Dock? Don't forget the,
Andy Williams.
Andy Williams.
Yeah, that's another one.
And don't forget, there's got to be some Perry Como thrown in there.
Yes.
Who's Perry Homo?
Oh, my gosh. Stop it. Who? What about Mekalika? What's the one that Uncle Johnny sang?
Mekalika Maka.
Yeah, Mekalika.
That's Bing Crosby, too.
Oh, time out. It wasn't just Uncle Johnny, Danielle.
And Froggy. We have to play that. We haven't played that yet. That's such a classic, guys.
Maybe that'll take up some time here on the podcast.
Hit it, Scary.
Oh, I have to pull it up. You want it now?
No.
Okay.
My puppy is needing attention, Doug, if you know what I'm saying.
Lisa just took the best picture of my dog I think we've ever had taken. It's unbelievable.
Oh, is that the one posted?
Yeah. I have never. Look here. Good. I'll hold it up here in the room. That is the best picture we've ever had taken of him.
But he has a face on, like, please leave me alone and don't take my picture.
He never smiles.
Guys, you know, you got to keep in mind, people make fun of my schnauzers and saying they're always frowning. They're not frowning. They're not smiling. It's the way their fur falls, and it makes it look like that. People are so stupid.
But I just hear when dogs do this, then they're smiling.
They're panting.
Yeah, but their tongue sticks out, and it looks like they're happy.
Yeah, no, Rex, Rex was caught doing something he wasn't supposed to be doing. That's why he looks that way. But it's a really good picture of him.
He looks very handsome.
He's a good boy.
Where did Gandhi go?
I don't know.
Gandhi's out in the hallway. She's swinging deals.
Oh, good for her. I don't know. I think we lost Gandhi. I think she's bored. She's bored with us.
That's what she said when she walked out the door, actually.
She said, I'm bored with this shit. And she walked out. I don't know. Should I read from today's Daily Stoic? Okay, here we go.
Yes.
Today's December 1st. I don't know if you guys follow the meditations on wisdom, perseverance, and the art of living from Ryan Holiday, the Daily Stoic. Every day, there's a new entry. Today's is great, December 1st. It's about living each day as if it were your last.
Okay.
A better analogy is a soldier about to leave on deployment, not really knowing whether or not they're going to return. How do they treat their life differently? We should always look at life the same way. Every day when we wake up, we're being deployed into life. We don't know if it's our last day or not. So we need to be grateful and thankful for the things we have and the people in our lives. Okay, back to you.
No, that's...
I love that one. And I don't know if you saw it online, too. A lot of people are saying, like, they kind of had something very similar to what you said, Elvis, about, like, hey, when I listen to the show and they say goodbye, it'll be for the last time one day. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when they say peace out, it'll be the last peace out. And
could be.
Then people started to realize, like, oh, my God, that actually could happen. So enjoy what you have right now.
Very true. My God, that's pretty morbid.
But it's true, though.
It's not morbid. It's really telling you, hey, wake up, bitch, and enjoy your day because it could be the last one.
My girlfriend sent me a bunch of morbid facts. She said that a lot of us have already taken our death photo, and we just don't know it yet.
Isn't that crazy to think?
Your last photo ever.
Yeah, the one that's going to be like immortalized, the one that you're going to see at your death, your death photo.
Gosh.
It's already some of it may have been taken already from some of us.
So you know we're all going to die, right?
I know, but that's a morbid thought. I'm like, I don't need to hear
this. You know what I was thinking the other day? I was thinking that every year we go through the day of the day we're actually going to die. And we just don't even realize that. We don't know what day that is.
Right, that was part of the morbid facts thing.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, stop screaming, first of all.
I've wondered if I've ever done something that it will be the last time I ever do it.
Maybe. Oh, yeah.
What was that, Brody?
If Scary dies and he has to have a death picture, I hope he dies in the first quarter of the year. First quarter Scary.
First quarter Scary.
Yeah.
Thin and trim.
We found out that my dad died 2 or 3 years after my niece was christened on the same day. And I kept thinking, oh my gosh, he had no idea when he's standing at that christening that 3 years later he would have died on that day. Like, it just it blows my mind. It freaks me the hell out.
Are you guys scared of death? Obviously,
nope.
Scary is.
Yes.
I am.
Sometimes.
But, I know, but it's sometimes out of your control. You can slow it down a little bit with eating habits, I guess, and exercise. But you know what? It's going to happen. And so as soon as you understand there is an end to all this, maybe you'll start treating your days differently. That's my point.
No, like, Elvis, I think about it. I think about it from time to time where it's like the idea of it is scary, but then you realize you can't do anything about it. Like, you can't find it. Like, once you, it sucks for everybody else that you live with and you love, but for yourself, there's nothing you could do.
I worry more about how I'll go. Like, I don't want it to be long, drawn out. I want it to just happen. I want to go to sleep and just be over.
Right.
God, what the fuck did I walk into?
Walk into a conversation about our death?
Yeah. Welcome to our funeral dirge. But no, what I'm saying is this. You can't be afraid of death. You need to, as soon as you realize and acknowledge that you're going to die, there is an end date to this life. It may be tomorrow. It may be in 30 years. You'll treat each day differently as long as you remember that. Otherwise, you think you're not going to die, don't think about it, then some days are more of a waste, I think.
I think a near-death experience like Nate and I had will change how you live the rest of your life.
I don't know. You both seem pretty miserable to me most of the time.
That's why
it's best to do nothing all day so your day seems longer.
And do you think everybody's born with an expiration date?
Of course.
I don't know.
I think they are.
I don't know how that works.
I mean, there are things that could happen to you, obviously, along the way, like getting hit by a bus.
Maybe it was supposed to happen.
Right.
Right.
Well, exactly. Well, if there's an expiration date, then that's all predetermined.
That's true.
That's where your path leads on that day at that time.
Can I ask how we got here?
We're talking about...
parents had sex.
Affirmations.
Oh, the Daily Stoic.
I was reading from the Daily Stoic.
Ah,
meaning, meaning you should treat each day as if it could be your last, and it makes the day more important.
Absolutely.
And the equivalent was people who are in the armed services who are deployed, they don't fully know for sure if they're going to be coming home. And they get their affairs in order. They say, the Daily Stoics are saying, you should have your affairs in order every day. So you don't have to worry about that, and you can focus on the positives of life.
Elvis, would you want to know, like, not the day or maybe not the minute or the hour, but would you want to know the month or the year that you're going to?
No, not at all. I don't want to know. What were you about to say, Gandhi?
I don't remember.
All right.
I was also giving so another morbid death fact is that
here's another one.
Oh yeah, left-handed people die 3 years earlier than right-handed people on average.
And I was left-handed.
Why? Me, you, and Scotty are goners.
I don't
know. What does that have to do with anything?
It was just another morbid death fact that I didn't need to see. My girlfriend sent me to my phone.
Are they factoring in things like, because so many things are made for right-handed people, that left-handed people make a mistake and
they don't speculate. But you know, you may have already taken your death photo and you don't know it yet.
You know, you may have already said that. You said that.
Gandhi was
no, I'm talking to Gandhi.
What's a death photo?
She wasn't
photo?
Here for that.
Let's say the last photo was taken of you. What if that was your last one?
No, the one that's going to be used for your...
At your funeral.
At your funeral.
Oh.
You may have already taken that picture already.
That's a creepy fact. I looked at it differently.
If I had kicked the bucket after my second stroke, this would have been at my funeral. Me pretending to be Danielle for Halloween because that's the last picture I took of myself.
Not your last picture, but like the picture that's going to be used at your funeral.
For a second. Then let's think about what you want your last photo to be.
Someone
says, man, I was hanging out with Elvis and he passed away, but we just took this photo and it's me like...
Right.
I don't know. I don't want
No, they're going to look through your album. They're like, when did Elvis look? Let's get a nice looking picture of Elvis. Yeah, what I'm saying is you may have already taken that picture.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Just be respectful. Take something off of their Instagram feed because you know that they like that photo.
No, I know exactly which one I want them to use of me. The one with all the staples in my head where I look dead.
Yeah, use that. That's scary. I'm so intrigued with this conversation. What other morbid facts do you have from your girlfriend?
I got to go back to it. It was a TikTok video that she sent me.
Oh, my God.
And it had all these creepy facts that you probably don't want to know. It was like the death anniversary that Danielle was talking about. Every year, we already pass the day that we will die. So, so every year, but we just don't know it yet.
Right.
But we're on that. That could be today for me in the future sometime. Who knows?
But why does it matter
crazy. Today?
It's creepy.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. It's a mind screw. I don't know. I get
why would you allow this to be a mind screw?
I don't want to think about it, but it was put in front of me. I don't need to see TikTok videos on this stuff. I'm just saying.
This could be like a good movie, like the Deathiversary Day, and you try to avoid it, but you can't. But you try to do everything you can to try to like stop your death. Like that
Andrew
could be a good movie.
It exists.
It does?
Yeah.
All right.
Happy Death Day.
Oh, I watched that stupid ass movie.
He was stupid. I can't make it better.
Andrew has seen every worst movie ever made.
He has.
All the movies you've seen have been bullshit. You know that.
Happy Death Day is good and the sequel was bad. The first one's good.
It was terrible. Happy Death Day was terrible, Andrew. I'll never trust your judgment again.
The fact that you saw either Happy Death Day 1 or 2 really disappoints me about you.
Right.
Watch out. The comments below, everyone's going to be like, oh my God, I love Happy Death Day. And then it's all going to, public opinion, man.
No.
It's going to change.
Maybe it's because you guys see a lot of movies. That's why you have such a high quantity of shitty movies.
I guess my toilets are clogged with crap.
Is that another movie you saw?
Yes, it actually starred Pierce Brosnan. It was great.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
Pierce Brosnan.
Oh, all right.
Well, wait
a minute. Now, we don't want to say goodbye. It could be our very last goodbye.
Oh, no.
We'll say something poignant.
No.
Do you ever have a friend say something really stupid and you say, hey, say something else because I don't want that to be the last thing you said if you die right now?
No, I'm going to start doing that to people.
Yeah, when people say something stupid, say, hey, say anything other than what you just said. Because if you croak right now, that was the last thing you were going
to
say.
Right, well, Elvis, say that to Scary then.
No. Scary, say something smart.
Well, Happy Death Day got 72% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, isn't Meryl Streep in that?
Yeah.
It sounds like something Miss Streep would be in.
Right.
All right, are we done?
Yes.
Yeah.
Happy Death Day.
Bye. Bye.
I hope we all live.
We're done, but not finished.
The morning show with you.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.